Good evening, Duchess. Today is the 20th of January, 1971. I would like to know if you ever got over your shock of the news that you would be receiving 10 crates. I just finished reading again your letter that you wrote when you returned from Maryland, and I couldn't help but laugh, Duchess, really, because I can visualize the confusion, particularly when you're not up to lifting or bending and so forth. But and I felt very badly about it, but I can't help but chuckle because it's you don't hear too many people complaining, and I know you are not complaining, but still, of the fact that they're getting so many things. I mean, like, everybody ought to have at least 4 elephants. But as I said before, I'd mentioned on previous tapes, it's very possible that some of those elephants may be shattered. Anyway, we shall see. So just be very, very careful, Duchess. Don't see, you have to think of it this way, too. the shipment was just, well, it was over 700 pounds. But the crating itself came to about 200 pounds. So you really only have 500 pounds. And that's not too much considering the elephants probably weigh a good 200 pounds themselves. I mean, all 4 of them combined. So we're really talking about 300 pounds. And 300 pounds, a lot of, well, about 40-some pounds is the TV. I mean, you know, it's not too much. Just be very careful, Duchess, about straining yourself or hurting yourself. I was, and still am, concerned about that. But the elephants, you just shove them in a corner someplace. You know, every once in a while, I try to visualize what the home is looking like, the estate. And, of course, you sent me pictures a few months back, so that helps a little bit. But I would imagine it's getting a little bit crowded. But some of that will go up in the attic and, I don't know, probably give it away or something. I don't know. I have forgotten many things that I have sent home. I really cannot remember what we really have or what we really need. So, Duchess, before I forget, be sure and go through that Paysex catalog that I mailed you, because there are a number of things, small things, Duchess. I can just see you collapsing. But small things that might be nice to have, I don't know. They're certainly not a necessity, but, you know, you save a fortune over here and go broke on all these good bargains. But anyway, when you get a chance, sit down and look through that. I don't even know if you have received that. Also, I made a note here, let me look at it. I can't remember, Duchess, and I'm sorry I have such a poor memory on this, but part of it is I try not to keep too much mail. I don't like the idea of keeping private mail in my room anyway, and so I destroy a lot of mail. I keep the current one or two, and then destroy it after a while, so I never have something to refer to. But did you ever receive a few pieces of jade jewelry? This should have been back, oh, I don't know, months ago. I think there were 3 or 4 boxes of some, like I forget what I bought, a necklace maybe? Anyway, you may have mentioned it, but I just don't remember it. Jade jewelry, it was jade from Taiwan. Not sent from Taiwan, because I bought it here in Vietnam, but it came from Taiwan. Also, my award, did that ever come? See, this sergeant, he was going to mail it from Hawaii, right? Just out of curiosity, if the jade jewelry and the certificate, I can't remember other things, but so many things through the months. Really, it's hard. Okay, what's my good news? I was glad, Duchess, that you received the clock radio. It seem to be the best one. You have the exact same copy of the PASIX catalog, or at least you should have it, that I have. That's the current one. And you can see in there where I picked out the items. So look through that carefully. Also, if Mother comes down, or if my brother, or Cho-Cho, or Don, or somebody should visit, if they want anything special, I certainly would be only too happy to get it for them. Anyway, I'm glad you like the clock radio. See, I never see most of this stuff. I did get the TV delivered here, as I told you, to avoid customs, but I never opened it. I haven't the vaguest idea of what condition it was in. I thought I'd just leave it sealed. I did see one that somebody else had purchased, the same kind, and it looked very nice. So, anyway, you should be receiving also the wooden fruit that you asked for a while back. Those were the three items I ordered at one time, I believe. The clock radio, the glass tree, and the wooden fruit. So, I hope you have that by now. Let's see, my big news for the week is that tomorrow morning, I'll be catching a plane going to Nha Trang. Nha Trang is not too far north, such as, I don't know, miles wise. It's probably, I don't know, 45, 55, maybe, miles north on the east coast, right on the coast. It's N-H-A, capital T-R-A-N-G, Nha Trang. It is the home of the headquarters of the Special Forces, who are slowly pulling out of this country. The majority of Special Forces are gone. But anyway, there are many other things at Nha Trang. And IFFV, I-F-F-V, First Field Force, Vietnam, IFFV, is the highest headquarters for MR2. MR2 is Military Regent 2. We used to call them corps, 1st Corps, 2nd Corps, 3rd Corps, 4th Corps. They are no longer corps. They are called Military Regents. And so I will be the area director of MR2 and for service clubs. And I will be working at IFFV in the AG section, same as I am here at UCV headquarters. And so this is a whole new kettle of fish, so to speak, only that, well, there are many things. The big thing, Deutsche will be selling the program. The military, some people are very slow to accept special services because it's not tactical, and it's many people in the military have very little opportunity to work with special services. And so I will be probably one of the first females attached to this headquarters, and of course that creates many sensitive areas. We will work with a military regent. We call him a zone coordinator, and mine happens to be a lieutenant. I always get lucky, Duchess, and get a lieutenant. Lieutenants usually don't know their own names. I mean, they have trouble finding the latrine. But anyway, his name, he called me the other day and told me to come on up. He's in country, Duchess, less than 1 week. I need him, right? Oh, anyhow, he sounded very pleasant. I've spoken with him a couple of times on the telephone. His name is First Lieutenant Jonathan Newcomb, and I will work very closely with him. Of course, oh, Duchess, he just came from Fort Dix, and he did have some background in special services at Fort Dix. He was in New Jersey last week, so we have that much in common. And he was arranging to get me a desk, and he was also going to check on my room, because I'll have to have a room. And so I told him I'll be up tomorrow afternoon on the, probably on a Caribou C-7. So I'll be working under Colonel Pence, who was in this AG building here at headquarters, and also in Korea. And I remembered him from Korea when he first came here. So I'll have one person I know. Of course, I've stayed in the train a few nights already in the past. So anyway, this is a whole new field, Duchess, and my biggest gripe about it is that I have to move. Well, I'm not going to give up this room I have here at Long Bend, because it only cost me $8 a month. How do you like that for rent, Duchess? $8 a month for hot water, my own private bath, air conditioning, refrigerator. But at Nha Trang, I will not have these things. I might have the air conditioning, and I hope I have hot water, but I don't think I will have a refrigerator. And you become very accustomed to coming home and having cold juice or ice cubes or cold drink, something. I've been here almost 1 year. Of course, I've been out in the field on trips a lot, but this has been my home since last February. And so I've become spoiled by having a refrigerator and being able to get something cold. The tape, I think, is running out.